rocks. Good morning. 712, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
What's up, you ass?
Sim.
Anyway, today we got a high of 32. Not a bad day. Some sun, some clouds. A little bit warmer.
You know, it's been cold when you say, it's not going to be a bad day. It's nice a high of 32.
32. Going to be a balmy 32. Go outside in my short and t-shirts.
Yeah.
Tonight, cloudy chance for some light no.
Some light no's. That's what it's going to be. You're going to ask for sex tonight. She's going to say no.
No, just a nah.
Just a light no, though.
Light nah. Low of 23. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by the awesome crew at Pump That Septic. Pump it. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777.
That's right, Brock.
Pump That Septic. Septic. Visit them, pumpthatseptic.com. Love those guys. Well, I guess why don't we start with the big news? I think everyone's talking about this. Alex Trebek has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, but the Jeopardy host vows to fight and keep working. This is actually a clip from him when he addressed everyone in the Jeopardy videos like he always does.
Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
How he could remain so stoic in saying
that. It's unbelievable.
I would have broke down.
You know, I like how he put out the 50,000 people. It's just not him.
No,
you know,
because
it's so easy to be a celebrity and take all of the...
If I'm going to take a silver lining from this, the good thing about someone as notable as Alex Trebek getting something like this, it will draw attention to it. I know there should be anyways, and let me preface this by saying, obviously, we should be funding research for cancer, for HIV, for all of these illnesses that plague us. But if we want to take something from this, hopefully now maybe there's more money going into research. People will maybe look at it. So, unfortunately, there's...
Pay attention to
you know,
it
pay
more.
Attention. I know that's terrible, but think about the Ice Bucket Challenge.
It's going to raise awareness.
For ALS. Like, that raised a lot of money. Mm-hmm. As goofy as it was, and a lot of people just doing it to get likes on social media, it actually did raise a lot of money for something. So, with this...
You know, maybe by him doing that video, there's people out there thinking, you know, maybe I should go get checked.
Get it checked out. The 78-year-old said he plans to continue hosting Jeopardy and jokes that he may stay alive because he's contractually obligated to do the show for three more years. So, he's being lighthearted about it. He is... do you know when he started hosting Jeopardy?
Let me guess. 1977.
Not that late. 1984.
84.
But still, though, that's 35 years.
Wow.
He has been hosting.
Wow.
You
know, I noticed he doesn't have the mustache.
He shaved that a few years ago.
Yeah.
Quite a few years ago, actually. Yeah. So, anyway, we send our best good vibes, thoughts and prayers to Alex. Hope he fights as hard as he can. And people, go get checked out, man.
Doesn't hurt. To have the cojones to go on a show like that and drop that news. Man.
Yeah.
And the way he did it.
Yeah. He's a stand-up guy.
Stand-up
I
guy.
I love Alex Trebek, man. Yeah. And so when we were kids, think about it. You're homesick from school. You watch Price is Right, Judge Judy, Jeopardy. Alex was always there.
You know, he's a pretty dry guy.
Yeah.
But he's hilarious.
Oh, dude, when he gets people.
He's hilarious.
Oh, he has had some smackdowns.
Did you ever see the episode where he walks out in his underwear?
No.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
What was it? Somebody said something like in a show before. I can't remember exactly how it panned out, but somebody was like, I bet you wouldn't do your show in your underwear or something like that. Literally, he walks out.
Comes out.
The next show.
It's tighty whiteys. Boxers? Nice.
Yeah.
Classic. I knew he was a boxers guy. So anyway, our best to Mr. Trebek. We love you, man.
Yeah.
A company from Oakland, California claims to have developed a breathalyzer that tests for marijuana.
Boo.
Yeah, you would be worried, you dirty doper.
Shut up.
Hound Lab says their device detects THC 2 to 3 hours after consumption. The bad news is the thing can't tell the difference between weed that's been in a person's system for a while or something more recent. This means you could have not smoked for a long time and still test positive.
It's a weird thing there, man.
Obviously, this is the next step in basically what will happen in the future, in the near future. So marijuana becomes legal, which it should be, still needs to be regulated. You don't, you should not drive while under the influence.
Nope.
It's no different than drinking and driving. I don't care what anyone says. All right, you're driving under the influence. So, you know, we have the breathalyzer, which also is still kind of a flawed system. We have not perfected the actual breathalyzer yet. Obviously, we're going to see more of
What's it going to be? To the cops' discretion?
Probably.
It's got to be.
I'm sure. Well, just like the breathalyzer. That's the other thing. A lot of people don't realize the breathalyzer isn't the end-all, be-all. Uh-huh. That's why they do the field sobriety test. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if you, like, seriously, you could take a shot of whiskey and then blow into that breathalyzer. It could be your first shot, and it'll say, you're wasted.
Absolutely.
So, it's like I said, it's still, we still have yet to perfect this whole thing. But, yeah, it's to the cops' discretion. They're going to do field sobriety tests and everything like that.
Some advice? Be honest. Be nice. Be respectful.
And also, just don't drink and drive or smoke weed and drive. You do that, too. You know? Yeah. Don't be like Hunter and be a dirty doper and smoke weed and drive all over the place.
Shut up.
You're high right now, aren't you?
No.
God, dirty doper. You know, patchouli-wearing hippie. lastly, this is interesting, and I think this warrants an even longer discussion, but we'll touch on it now. Volvo has announced, I can never say it, Volvo.
Volvo.
Volvo. Is that right?
Volvo.
Uvula. Volvo announced that it will begin limiting the top speed of its vehicles to 112 miles per hour. So they're going to do this in an effort to cut down on the number of fatal crashes by speeding. So pretty much any new car that comes out from Volvo is going to have a top speed of 112.
When's the last time you went 115?
It was probably when I was in my early 20s driving my 71 Charger. Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Hunter, and this is the discussion I wanted to have, and we could probably break this down more.
112 is fast.
That's still really fast. Like, if you want to do that, limit it to 80.
Where are you going that you're going 112?
I could honestly, with self-driving cars, every day we're getting closer and closer to having all self-driving cars, or at least the option to put it in autopilot mode.
Yeah.
Really, if you made them all go the same speed, or a max speed of 80...
What do you know? You know about the Teslas, right?
Mm-mm.
Tesla is all connected to an application. Your buddy gets in your Tesla.
Yep.
Get on the app. Fastest he can go, 65. Boom.
See, now here's the thing: is Kiki's car, her Escape, her Ford Escape.
Escape.
That actually, you can set a top speed limit, so you can have different drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, let's say you got a teenage kid, and you don't want them going past 80 miles an hour. Their key, when they put it in, that car knows, okay, this is driver number two, top speed 80.
Yep.
You can also set the top speed at 60. Mm-hmm. We almost did that coming back from Montana.
Yeah.
We were horsing around, and then all of a sudden I realized I couldn't go past 80 miles an hour. Now, I will say, most places, you can't go past 75.
Mm-hmm.
Speed limit 75 here in Michigan on some spots. So if you're going 80, why do you need it? I will say, it was kind of scary certain times where it was necessary to pass a vehicle.
Oh, and you couldn't.
And all of a sudden I hit 80 and I'm like, I need to get around this vehicle.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I'm interested to see where this goes. I'm interested to see if you make them all the same. Well, people are like, well, what if you need to speed up or do? Okay, well, then the faster you can go is 80. But if you don't need to speed up because everyone's going the same speed, I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be a weird thing in the future, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Are traffic jams still going to be a thing?
I don't think so.
You know, they've talked about now, too, that instead of parking your car, your self-driving car, you'll get out, it'll just circle around.
Just drive around.
It'll drive around because the overall cost of wear and tear will still be less than parking.
Wow.
Like, if you're in the city of Chicago, think about that. You park at $20.
Yeah.
You know, it's less wear and tear just driving around. So now you're going to have all these driverless cars just circling the block. I feel like that's going to cause traffic jams.
Jeez.
Yeah. Dude, it's weird,
dude,
man.
The future is crazy, man.
The future is now, man. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WI.